Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she really understands the importance of these revelations of the Holy Spirit, and that they are just, that she needs to keep them and guard them and not lose them. Ask all these prayers, you fly in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to protect you and guide you through this time, okay? Can't put your faith in anything carnal, you know, money, guns, crops, any of that type of stuff. It needs to be in the Holy Spirit. And then as he leads you to do certain things, they'll work, okay? But it needs to be him first, the kingdom, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Then all these things shall be added onto you, right? Okay? So talking about revelations of the Holy Spirit and how when the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to something, you need to keep it. I mean, you look at that example, that's salvation, okay, that I just talked about in the previous podcast. That's salvation. Peter's eyes were open. This is the Christ. Okay. That's the way to heaven. Very important revelation. Okay. When the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to things. Okay. They're not anything that you want to discard. Okay. You need to guard them and keep them. It warns about this in the book of John also too. First John, that we don't lose them. Okay. This is going to happen, worldwide even. Okay. You look here, this is, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 11, it says, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Okay? And this is talking about a strong deception is going to be sent upon the whole world, okay? To where they're going to believe, okay? In the Antichrist, okay? And then you see here, Matthew 24, this is verse 24, okay? "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect, before I have told you before," okay? So again, that same concept of a strong deception being sent. And it's these revelations of the Holy Spirit that are going to keep you. Same thing on a smaller measure, okay, during times of judgment. He is going to open your eyes to things, and you're going to need to have to keep them, okay? And just like he says, if you're faithful with little, you'll be faithful with much. So that starts now. Small revelations of the Spirit. And if one against, if you're worldly and carnal, if you've got idols, okay, he can open your eyes to something, but you won't keep it because you'll think, well, this person can't see it. They can't see it. And a big one is much of the church, unfortunately. Not the church that's truly born again and saved, okay, and filled with the Holy Spirit, but I'm talking about the fallen away church. You're going to start running into this a lot where they're not going to see stuff, okay, the lukewarm fallen away church. And you are. And if you are worldly and carnal and just not cleaving to the Holy Spirit every day to guide you through this process, you'll disregard things like that very easily. And just an easy example of this today is sports, okay? Is modern, you know, sports, okay? In the Bible, when you had a hero, okay, someone who was, you know, just a hero, okay, it made sense. You hear this in 1 Samuel where they say, Saul has killed his thousands and David has killed his 10,000s. Why? David just killed Goliath. Now, what does that mean, okay? When you have a soldier, okay, that goes out, okay, and defeats an enemy, that means a lot, okay, to you practically, right? It means you're not going to become a slave, more than likely. You're not going to lose your land, okay? Your children are not going to be taken captive. This is a very good and practical and reasonable thing for a man to be, you know, sort of like to say, okay, you did a good job, you did a great thing, and then for people to cheer. Today, you have grown men. When you really think about this, once again, this is one of those revelations of the Holy Spirit. You have grown men playing children's games, okay? Don't be deceived, okay? Things like football, baseball, all that stuff is silly. It's the same stuff that your kids do, okay, when they're playing in their room with toys, okay? But they've just decided, okay, that this is important and we're going to pay these people a lot of money and put them on pictures of magazines and exalt them, but they're not doing anything when you really think about it. But once again, it's a revelation of the Holy Spirit. And you look and you go, this guy just hit a ball across a field. Okay? Or something like that. Or a ball through a basketball hoop and he's making all this money. Okay? And people are quoting him. Okay? Like he's intelligent and he's worthy to listen to, putting posters on their wall. Like he's a bit the same way that someone like David, okay, would have been honored, okay, because he did something great. But once again, practical, made sense, okay? And day-to-day life, okay, this person goes out and fights and they help your people, okay, it means that your life is not going to be altered in a very severe way, okay? But today, it's people that do silly children's things, okay, that are not anything important or of value, okay? But the whole world honors and glorifies. People get crazy over sports, okay? And it's absolutely silly. Don't be deceived. When the Holy Spirit opens your eyes, as hopefully already has, it is no different than what a little kid does when they're playing with their toys. You think about that in terms, okay, of just practicality. If, you know, you had David and, you know, the mighty men that are in the book of 1 and 2 Samuel see someone like this today, they would look and go, why on earth? That is so strange what these people are doing. These are kids' games that they're playing, okay? But yet they're highly exalted. And once again, this is just an example how nobody can see it. Nobody sees how, I mean, maybe some people do, but for the most part, the whole world thinks that this is a very great thing. Again, okay, just a good example of early on, just these strong deceptions that people can't see, that you can only see through the Holy Spirit. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, glorifying you and abounding in the Spirit. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.